And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. Well, we've had a long spell of pretty rotten weather. Would you agree with that? Last week it was so soggy out here that you couldn't drive a truck or anything else up here. And plus, you would have been putting a blanket out into the sog. But anyway, tonight our very special concert is underwritten by the Harry and Virginia Murray Foundation. And what that means is that the entire concert is being paid for by the foundation. And of course, tonight our concert is also being broadcast, as it is every Sunday night, by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, who have been supporting the community in local businesses and events for generations. And they've been sponsoring these concerts on KBUR for well over a decade. Could I have a round of applause for them? And our concert master tonight, guest conductor for the evening, is the 5th and 6th grade band director at West Burlington Community Schools. She is now in her 19th year with the Burlington Municipal Band. Please give a round of applause for Carmen Locknett and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Thank you. Looney Tunes was an animated comedy series produced by Warner Brothers from 1930 to 1969. It is still played in syndication today. This is where most of us learned our first classical pieces. I'm going to kind of shorten my program notes just because this cloud is kind of scaring me a little bit. So the next piece we're going to play is a folk song by Percy Grainger, entitled I'm 17 Come Sunday. And the solo on that one was by Ted Francis on the saxophone. One of my program notes was to apologize to the band for years past and probably for tonight too, because I do have a tendency to forget to acknowledge soloists. I have it written on my paper, but sometimes I just forget anyway. I don't know if it's my subconscious. Being a bassoon player, I'd never get any solos, so maybe I'm just bitter. I don't know. But I'm sorry I forget to do that. So if I forget you tonight, I'm sorry. And if I forgot you in the past, I'm sorry. All right. So going on. Moon River is a song composed by Henry Mancini with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. It was originally performed in the 1961 movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, winning an Academy Award for Best Original Song. This is a request concert, so this next piece was one that was requested by the soloist. Our soloist is Amanda Brent. She is the choir director at Notre Dame Schools, so give her a round of applause.
shall not a world to see.
I'm proud to say she's my kid's teacher, so that's pretty cool. Okay. The next piece is a world premiere by a young Burlington composer, Joel Prescott. Joel is a graduate of Burlington High School and was a private bassoon student of mine. I am very proud to be able to perform his piece tonight. Here are the program notes that Joel wrote. For centuries, the world's seas and oceans have provided transport and travel, as well as providing resources and energy to coastal cities and towns. They cover 70% of the earth and provide 50% of our oxygen, and are home to hundreds of thousands of wonderful, beautiful sea life below the waves. My piece, The Sounding Sea, is a musical tribute to our vast seas and oceans. The title comes from a poem by American writer and public speaker George William Curtis. In this piece, you will hear the waves crashing, a sea shanty-like melody, ship's bells, harmonies reminiscent of Debussy and Vaughan Williams, as well as solos for trumpet, a horn oboe duet, and clarinet. I hope you enjoy my nautical musical adventure, The Sounding Sea.
Thank you.
oh, I made it through that. Okay. Yeah, I agreed to do that. I wanted to do Joel's piece because, you know, I said Joel was a former student of mine, and I did actually kind of encourage him to go on in composition because I thought he had some good ideas. And he was supposed to be on last week's concert, and it got canceled because of rain. So, and then originally I was just going to have Derek conduct it, but then we were realizing we wouldn't have a whole lot of trumpets at rehearsal. So I said, oh, we need you to play trumpet. I'll conduct it. And then I got the 26-page score and went, what have I just said I was going to do? But we're okay. All right. So the next piece is a request from my student Joel. This march was written in 1914 for the Sells Brothers Circus and the Floto Dog and Pony Show. Now, I've heard dog and pony show before, and I was like, "What? Really, what is a dog and pony show?" Well, you know, it's a bunch of trained dogs and a bunch of trained ponies. That's what it is.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so I said this was a request concert. This next one was a request from me. I requested Amanda to come sing this song with us. So, Someone to Watch Over Me was written for the musical OK in 1926 by George and Ira Gershwin.
Somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb that's lost in the wood. Always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
When I asked my children what they wanted to hear on my band concert this year, my son said, "I don't care." I wasn't able to find that piece anywhere. Maybe that'll be the next title of Joel's next piece. My daughter, however, said she wanted to hear music from Into the Woods. Into the Woods is a musical that incorporates the fairy tales, Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, and Rapunzel, with the story of a baker and his wife and getting a curse lifted off of their house. The second act of the musical shows you what happens after Happily Ever After.
Thank you.
Okay, and there were solos in that one by Derek Murphy on trumpet and Ted Francis on saxophone. And like I said before, I totally forgot to acknowledge the soloists on the sounding C. There was a bunch of them, so sorry. All right, Carl King wrote The Walking Frog for the Barnum and Bailey's Circus Band. This was a cakewalk to be played when the clown walked around at the beginning of the show. Now, I chose this piece. This may seem kind of weird. This is for my students. I changed to a new lesson book this year. Sometimes you have to do that because after you've heard those songs 100 million times, you kind of go a little nuts. But one of their favorite songs out of there is a song called The Frog Song. And they would ask every rehearsal at the end of rehearsal, hey, can I play the frog song? Can I play the frog song? And I would say, yes, as long as it's not Hot Cross Buns, you can play whatever you want, honey. This has nothing, this next piece has absolutely nothing to do with the frog song out of their book, but it does have the word frog in it. So that's where I came up with that. So The Walking Frog by Carl King. Unfortunately, I know you have another piece on your program, but I didn't realize it would have been taken out of the folder, so we're not going to be able to play that one tonight, so you'll just have to hum that in your head. And I kind of ran through my program notes really fast because I was afraid it was going to rain. So I know we're ending a little soon, but wanted to make sure we got it through before the rain came. So thank you very much for your attendance at tonight's concert. And a big thank you to the band. It is very different conducting this band than it is an elementary band. Actually, it's nothing like conducting an elementary band. A special thank you to the Harry and Virginia Murray Foundation for underwriting tonight's program. Yes. Please join us next week when our conductor will be Iowa Wesleyan director, Michael Knight. So we will end with Stars and Stripes for it. Thank you.